We're talking with Gail Young from the Susan G. Komen Memorial Affiliate here in Peoria. This is, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Susan G. Komen is always a big part of that awareness every year. Gail, we want to talk a little bit about a stigma of men that get breast cancer and the stigma of being afraid to be tested for that.
You know, Julia, it is one of those situations where, first of all, most men don't even realize that it's even a possibility. They don't think about themselves as actually having breasts. They think about it as their chest or their pecs, but they actually do have breast tissue, and men can get breast cancer. You know, we always think of breast cancer kind of as a women's disease. And men do get breast cancer. So, you know, the kind of the scary part about that is that a lot of times, because they don't think it's even possible, men tend to ignore it, you know, or if they start thinking about it, they're embarrassed. I don't want to tell my doctor, you know, that I think I might have a problem with my breast. And so they kind of ignore warning signs, wait too long for help, and actually just put off going to the doctor.
And I'm sure, you know, like it is for women, breast cancer in men can be fatal as well if it's not treated, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, actually, sometimes men's outcomes are not as good as women because they're not thinking about it. They're not getting in on a regular and getting screened like women are. So when they get that warning sign, they're waiting. You know, oh, I'm going to wait and see if it goes away. They're waiting, and sometimes they wait too long, and so you don't have as good an outcome once you need to start treatment.
Is there something that you guys are doing to kind of to reach out to men about being tested? I mean, we all know that, you know, every year women are, you know, told to get their mammograms, but what about men? I mean, is there something that you can do?
Just actually helping them, educating our community. In fact, what you're helping us do right now, educating our community to let men know that it is a possibility, and to not ignore something. It's the same thing we would say to any woman. If something doesn't seem right with your body, if something seems like this is different, this wasn't there before, get it checked out. Don't ignore it. We're not going to be, you know, seeing men get on board for a yearly screening like we do for women, but we want them to know that it's a possibility and that they do need to get something checked out if you develop a symptom that seems not normal for you. So.
What about in talking to doctors? Is that something that you guys do in regards to men to you know, share that information with men about getting tested?
Well, obviously, most of our family practitioners, if a person were to go to a doctor with an issue, they would certainly send them on to get something looked at. There are a number of different things that we would want people to look for, and doctors would know, you know, to be looking for these same things. There are a couple of if it's somebody that has a family history of breast cancer, you know, when you're going through, when you go to the doctor now, you give them a lot of information on your family history. If it's a family that has a BRCA gene mutation, it can show up in men. Gynecomastia, which is an enlargement of breast tissue, any of those things would have you make your doctor think, okay, this person's come to me with an issue, now let's see what their family history is, and then you know, use that to help them make their diagnosis and determine what tests and things need to be done.
In your dealings with breast cancer patients and survivors, do you see are you seeing men that are coming into those situations?
We do. About 1% of breast cancers are in men. Which, you know, means that we have about 2,600 new cases of breast cancer in men each year across the country. And of those, about 500 will pass away from the disease. So we are seeing men. We'll be out at an event somewhere, and a man will walk up to us at a table and say, hey, I had breast cancer. Be sure that you're telling men that they can get breast cancer. And we have education materials and pieces that we have available. And anytime we go and do a lunch and learn, an education piece, we share that men do get breast cancer. So not nearly as often, obviously, but they do. And you know, a small number of men each year actually pass away from breast cancer.
Absolutely. So your vision with Susan G. Komen is to reduce the number of breast cancer deaths in half by 2026. Can you tell us, you know, how is it that you're working on that with research and things like that? How are you going to, you know, how do you plan to get to that goal?
Right. Well, you know what? There's two main focus for that, for us to help reach that goal. One of the things that we're doing is working on health equities. We know that African American women are diagnosed later stage with more aggressive breast cancers, and they die twice as often as Caucasian women. So we are working on making sure that we get information into the African American community, that the services are available that women need, and that they're getting in and getting their screenings in a timely fashion. That alone will help move that needle. The other is we are investing a lot of research dollars in metastatic cancer. It's metastatic breast cancer that takes women's lives. And so Komen has, over the last several years, invested about 70% of our research dollars in scientists who are investigating issues related to metastatic cancer. And if we can keep working on that and unlock some of the, you know, the keys to why do cancers metastasize? Why do cancers do different things in different, you know, people? Why do certain treatments work, you know, on one person and not on somebody else? We will move the needle, but the research right now is really focused on looking at metastatic cancers.
Gail, I know that you guys have a lot of resources that you can share with people. How is the best way for people to get information from you? Your website, should they come in?
The website, Komen.org, has a lot of resources, has a lot of information, can connect you with assistance. You know, there is a national treatment assistance program. There is all kinds of resources listed of different organizations and things that take care of different needs during treatment, whether you need help with pharmaceuticals or lymphedema supplies. There's just a whole list of partners that are out there, and that's all on Komen.org. They can always call our office, and we can find out what their needs are and help them connect with services. That's what we, you know, that's what we're here to do, is to help women as they not only walk the journey, but to educate our community so that we are making sure that women get in and get screened. And the earlier that you're screened, the better the outcome possibility. So,
absolutely. Gail, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.